The UN's international staff has returned to Baghdad, focusing on compiling a first-hand assessment of Iraq's humanitarian needs. The staff was ordered out in mid-March as the U.S. forces prepared to invade. Security remains a major concern in Iraq, especially in Baghdad. At the city's Al-Rashad Psychiatric Hospital, looters last month removed everything from beds to drugs. NPR's Guy Raz reports on conditions at the hospital.
Normally, the women clamoring for bread behind the bars of this closed ward would be wandering around freely. 17 acres of palm trees and overgrown green grass offered something of a miniature village for the 1,100 patients inside the hospital walls. Dr. Ragat Sarsam has spent his days here for more than a decade. He knows each face and each case. And as he surveys the damage from looting, he's still overcoming his shock and the knowledge that his remaining supply of antipsychotic medicines is running dry.
So you can see some of the patients, they are in a very disastrous situation. Most of them are agitated, they are receiving sub-threshold medications because the drugs are not available just as used to be available in the past, before the war.
Dr. Sarsam says as each day passes, the condition of each patient deteriorates.
They are just wandering around, some of them agitated. We don't have even the electrical power to apply the electric shock if it is needed.
Everything in this hospital was taken. The beds are gone, so the patients sleep on the ground. The wires were stripped from the walls. Even doors and light fixtures were stolen. And equally worrying for Dr. Ragan are the missing patients. 800 fled during the chaos in the days after the fall of Baghdad. According to the medical staff here, an armored division of U.S. Marines set up a temporary base in the hospital just as Baghdad fell. During those days, the maximum security ward for dangerous patients was destroyed by looters. Dr. Ragan looks at a hole in the wall of the ward where he says a U.S. tank tore through the thick concrete. He believes that U.S. soldiers inadvertently freed the patients, believing they were political prisoners.
Till now, we have no single trace of them. We don't know even whether they are wandering in the streets or begging or they have been dead elsewhere. We don't know. Some of them are dangerous, especially if they are out of their medications. And when they develop exacerbation of the symptoms, they can become dangerous.
Inside the male ward, men between the ages of 15 and 70 sit on the dusty ground. Some swat flies from their faces. Others beat their hands on the ground like drumsticks. One patient accosts Dr. Sarsam and complains that the others are beating him and stealing his possessions. This afternoon, the hospital's director, Dr. Amir Hilo, negotiates with a local Shiite religious leader. The man is offering to administer the hospital, provide food and security. Dr. Sarsam says Shiite leaders have started to wield their influence in hospitals all over this part of Baghdad.
As you can see, these religious people are taking over control in the hospital and the whole nearby region.
What are they? Are they offering their help? Are they offering their
help? They are trying to offer their help, yeah. They brought food in the beginning, yeah.
But does the hospital want their help?
You have no other choice, at least in the beginning. Otherwise, the patient will starve to death.
When asked whether he wants protection from the Shiite imam, Dr. Hilo shakes his head.
He is not well-trained for the protection of the hospitals. He is a religious man.
But the doctors here have no choice. The local mosque, he says, has the resources to provide the hospital with emergency provisions. And besides, he adds, the doctors need to focus their mental energy on piecing together the case histories of each patient. All the archives were destroyed.
We are all under a state of shock. Even if they don't supply us with the monthly salary, I have to attend the hospital.
The patients here aren't really sure what happened. Even as the bombs fell on Baghdad, some sat around, others stared off toward the sky, their conditions deteriorating minute by minute. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.
Photographs of the Al-Rashad Mental Hospital are at npr.org.